Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He's back. He's joining us here on The Lake Show, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, Matthew Collar. How you been, Matt?
Oh, not too bad. I feel like today was one of those summers. Coming spring type of days, beautiful, and I'm just sitting here kind of waiting around for some football things to happen.
You a golf guy?
Oh, yeah, big golf guy, yeah.
Oh, how often do you get out and golf?
I would say at least once a week, maybe sometimes twice in the summertime if I can wrangle enough people to go out and golf with me.
Have you golfed this week at all?
This week's been nasty.
I know. That's the reason why I asked the questions, because – to me, if you found an opportunity to golf this week, you're an addict, like, you know, the Chad Hartmans of the world.
I am not on the level of Chad Hartman, either in skill or in dedication. I would say that I fall under the amateur casual, but, like, I really like it. When I get my opportunities to go out and play, I really enjoy it, but there's no way that I'm putting on, like, extra layers and stuff, or if I have to bring a umbrella, I'm just not going to play. Like, if there's any weather, it's not going to happen. I played on draft day, and it was kind of a little bit gnarly, and I was just like, let's not do that again. Let's just wait till it's really nice out, then I'm good.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, so let's talk some football. In the redone open, the name J.J. McCarthy comes up. How would you, because, you know, now we're, you know, fans are thinking about, okay, who we took in the draft, how we're going to proceed as we get to training camp. There's going to be a lot of time until we get to TCO. But the bottom line is, what do you feel like here in the offseason the confidence in JJ is heading into the summer?
I mean, I think it's very, very, very high. The biggest thing that they had to see was, how does he come back for offseason workouts once he gets cleared to do the on-field stuff? That didn't happen until January. I mean, that's just shows you how severe that surgery is when you do the full meniscus repairs, that he wasn't able to get back on the field and start really practicing until January. And then when you're doing the off-season workout stuff, there's a little bit of throwing that they're allowed to do. And we were out there for one day to see McCarthy throw. They're going to take a look at that. But really, it's what's coming up in the next 3 weeks, which is the OTAs and mini camp, that they're going to have a good ability to evaluate him. But I think the number one thing was just, can he get that weight back up, which he was able to do? And how is he approaching coming back into the building? Because last year he's a rookie, so he's having to learn what his passcode is to get in the building and where to park and where to live and all that sort of stuff. And Sam Darnold was the guy. And I remember in OTAs last year that we were saying, like, oh, okay, well, Sam Darnold took every single first team rep, and then he did so in minicamp as well. And, like, all right, well, that's where we're starting. Now he walks back into the building as the guy and is being talked about, You know, we were out there for workouts a few weeks ago, and the players are saying, like, we're all in on J.J. McCarthy is our guy. So I know O'Connell didn't want to make any silly QB1 declarations, and he certainly doesn't have to do that. But it is so obvious that, you know, he is coming in as, hey, we drafted you to take this franchise to another level, and so let's see how this works out. And also, I feel like the minute he got back in the building, they were completely done with all the Aaron Rodgers conversation. So it's like, all right, okay, he's the same guy that he was before, and off we go.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, because you've been around him, I haven't. What is your read on his confidence? Like, is he a guy with swagger? Is he a guy that has quiet confidence? What type of guy is he? I'm not, you know, expecting him to be, you know, Shedeur Sanders or anything like that, whatever. But how do you read him?
Yeah, well, so yesterday the Vikings put out a video where he was talking with Paul Allen. The owner of the team, Mark Wilf, was talking with Paul Allen, and he was asked about J.J. McCarthy, and he used the term gravitational pull for his leadership, that there's a magnetism to him, that people are galvanized by him and his energy. And I think that that's a really good description of what I've seen, because even as something as small as an off-season workout, J.J. McCarthy bounces around that field with so much energy, connecting with every player, dapping people up, pumping up his teammates, stuff like that. And you pick up on that instantly when he gets out there. But also, you know, pass or fail on a lot of the drills last year, you would see his intensity when they would succeed, and his frustration when – like, I think he's a real true competitor. And when you have that natural, it's not fake, it's not forced, it's a true competitor is what you are, then I think that guys like Justin Jefferson, TJ Hockenson, like the guys who have done this before, and the defensive guys, like they're going to buy into that when they see somebody, because they know what that looks like. And then when you listen to J.J. McCarthy talk, you really see his maturity in doing this. I mean, it's easy to forget when he's talking, whether, you know, it's a TV interview or it's a press conference or whatever, that he is only 22 years old. But, you know, this is a league now where quarterbacks come in mature. Jaden Daniels last year, we saw it from C.J. Stroud. Like, there are so many resources for these guys to start this process earlier than they ever did before. I think we're seeing him as like a new age quarterback who's ready to take this on by the time he arrives here.
Yeah. We're talking to I just love it, man, because to me, I love that we're talking about J.J. and that we're not talking about A-Rod. Like, I'm so glad that we're over that, and I'm so glad that we are about to start the J.J. McCarthy era. We're talking to the Purple Insider himself, Matthew Collar, here on The Lake Show, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is, you know, the talk over the course of the last week has been about the tush push and the Eagles and all the. Well, a lot of people thought that it was going to eventually get banned, did not get enough votes. It was not banned. Your thoughts on it not being banned?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm perfectly fine with that. Just because something works really well for one team and everybody else can't stop it is not a justification for banning it. And I know some people have said it's an ugly play, but there's been QB sneaks in football since the very beginning of this sport. There's QB sneaks every week. Not a single one of them is ever beautiful. And yet, like, you're not banning the QB sneak in general. Now, if they wanted to say that it was dangerous for players to push each other from behind, I think I'd listen to that, but they need to show me some data on that, because I don't remember ever seeing anybody get hurt who's a runner that has an offensive lineman push him into the end zone or something. Usually those plays are almost dead anyway when the guys are pushing at somebody. So there was no real justification other than we're all mad that the Eagles keep succeeding with this. And the other data says that nobody else really does at an above average level, that it's the same as all other quarterback sneaks. So my thought was, well, you know, did they tell Dante Culpepper not to throw the football so high because Randy Moss would catch it? Like, you can't, just because you can't stop it is not a reason to get rid of it. It seemed to be a big debate topic, but I just think that the Eagles deserve a ton of credit. And I also think the referees got to figure out a way to spot that football a little bit better and a little bit more fair, because I think that's been part of the reason they've succeeded, is that the Eagles seem to understand that there's a huge pile there and they're getting more benefit of the doubt, when sometimes you're like, I don't know that he actually got it, but they didn't really have a choice.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. Let's turn our attention to something else. Actually, I'm going to read you a quote. The quote is, just to think about the chance of playing in the Olympics and getting a gold medal is a dream. That from Justin Jefferson, the Viking star receiver, about playing flag football at the L.A. Summer Games in 2028. I don't give a damn about flag football, to be honest with you. I really don't. Like, I'm not trying to hate on it, but, like, to me, I don't care that they want to do this in the Olympics, and I definitely don't want to see star players in the National Football League be a part of this. Your thoughts?
I love that flag football has become so huge with kids, because not everyone can play the physical version of football, and not everyone is comfortable with the safety issues around that. It gives so many kids more opportunities to play flag football. I love that. And putting it in the Olympics just puts it a little more at center stage for more young people to, you know, 8 years old to say, I want to play flag football. To me, that's awesome. And I love that. But I want Justin Jefferson to keep dreaming about it and to not ever step on a flag football field. Even when they do it at the Pro Bowl, I'm like, I don't know, Jim. Like, I don't like this. You know,
I'm with you.
I don't like Justin. The idea of Justin Jefferson flying up over some guy from New Zealand who undercuts him and he falls crashing to the ground, I don't like that at all. But, you know, I mean, look, if there's some practice squad guys that want to play, that's fine. And they can put whoever at quarterback, right? You can't touch the quarterback. So, sure, like, send Mahomes and a bunch of guys on the practice squads of other teams who are good at flag football. But I want nothing to do with that for Justin Jefferson.
Are you invested at all in the Timberwolves playoff run?
Oh, of course, yeah. I've watched every minute of every game, and I am going to start doing that very soon right now.
What's your thoughts on tonight?
I think that they have a great chance to bounce back. The thing that got overshadowed in that last game, because they were fouling, in finger quotes, SGA so often, was that they just missed a ton of open shots. And we've seen this from the Wolves before. They lost that Warriors game to start that series because they missed a bunch of open shots. And that's also just life in the NFL now, which is, look, if you make your open threes, you win. And if you miss them, you lose. And they just miss them. So I think they'll get it back together tonight. I also think it's going to be very hard to win this series. OKC is unbelievable on defense, and they're deep, and they're young, and it's a really good team. What do they win, 68 games in the regular season? This isn't some regular old basketball team they're facing. This is a lot of talent. So
absolutely. SGA just got the MVP tonight, too.
Yeah, I went OKC in seven, but, you know, we'll see.
Take care of the basketball, please. Stop turning it over. That really bugs me with the Wolves. I mean, it's super frustrating. You can't back down guys in this series. OKC is too good of a core defensively to be doing the back down one-on-one. So you got to move the basketball. I had Trent Tucker. He talked about that at 7 o'clock. Last thing, were you in attendance last night watching the Lynx play the Dallas Wings?
Yes, and I missed the ending to the Indiana Knicks game because of it, but I was there, yes.
Man, I mean, it just – I love Paige Bueckers. I love the Lynx. It's going to be fun to watch this entire season. I love the I love everything about the WNBA, and of course you're going to support it because Sloan Martin is about as good of a voice as you're going to find in the WNBA.
Well, I appreciate that, and I also think, you know, she's having a blast doing it, of course, and it's really fun. You know, people should get that. Download the Lynx app. Great way to listen to the games and listen to Sloan doing it. But I think Paige Bueckers is in for a very long season. That Dallas team stinks. They do not have any other scorers that they can rely on except Arike Ogunbowale, who wants to shoot every single time she touches the basketball. It's going to be a long rookie season, I think.
Yeah. Hey, man, you're the best. I appreciate the time tonight, Matthew.
Thanks, Henry. Appreciate you.
All right, go Wolves. That's Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider, joining us here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.